Hi, how's it going? Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Pussy popping. Pussy popping.
I don't think that is how it goes.
Welcome to a special edition episode of the Send Help Podcast. And I say that because Steph and I, our schedules have clashed a little bit lately. So, and I've been very busy moving. And I have wanted to get this bougie bitch on this podcast. I've literally been begging her for months. Months I've been begging. And finally, I got her on the pod. And you know why I got her on the pod? Because now we live together and she can't escape me.
It's true.
What a treasure it must be. So let me introduce her beforehand. So, Rhiannon.
Yes, hi everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Danny.
You want me to throw your Insta handle out there?
We don't need to. It's not necessary. I'm sure I'll be tagged. Don't worry.
Oh, you know it, guys. You know it. Love a good tag. I mean, we did do an Instagram live the other night, which was
hilarious.
It crushed my soul, to be quite
honest. It was an experience and an adventure. We were having fun and figuring it out as we went.
We definitely were. So my bright idea was, I was like, okay, like we'll both do it at the same time. Like I'll invite you or you invite me to like the Instagram live. Like I've watched people do this before. I'm like, we got this. So you have this really bougie, like I don't know, what's it called?
Ring light.
Yes. Gee, your Lord. Ring light. And it literally has like three like compartments that you can hold like three phones or like whatever on. So I'm like, perfect. We'll each put our phones on this thing. Fantastic. We'll do the Insta live. Flawless, seamless. I thought it was a great plan.
Someone didn't take into consideration audio feedback.
Which you think, like, you know, maybe I'd start, like, getting the hang of this by now. And I would think about that.
But we found out about it during the Instagram live when there was this
screeching. Like, it was so loud. Like, it sounded like we were calling whales in from the sea.
It would have broken your eardrums. Well, if you go listen to it, it may break your eardrums when you watch it and listen to the Instagram live, which is on my grid.
It is, which she was also a little salty about. And she's like, I thought this was going on your Instagram, not mine.
Yeah, we were on it. And then she's like, okay, we'll just do it on yours. I'm like, what? But you have to just roll with it in the moment. So.
Well, and you did, like, I think you had the better angle too, like on your phone. So I was like, well, if it's going to be like a better angle, then that's what we need to do.
And we just assume that you could save an Instagram live when you're done. And you, if you can, someone tell us because we don't, it wasn't apparent or clear.
No, we couldn't figure it out.
Mm-mm. No. So I just screen recorded it to give it to, and I couldn't even do that then. But then we were like, duh, you can screen record it on your own.
It's a memento that we're just going to, you know, just enjoy for years to come.
Learning in life.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. So she's like looking at the live, like to pick a cover photo for the live. And she's like, and I should have known maybe by the tone or the way you looked at me. She's like, which one would you like? As she's showing me. I look like a psychopath.
We both did. There were many stills where we're both doing the exact same facial expressions. It's like we're synchronized. And it's hilarious. Some of the faces were ridiculous. We're like, oh, just when we thought it couldn't get worse, we'd go to the next one. And it was.
It got worse and worse and worse. And I was like, I'm obviously a national treasure. Like the faces I was making, I'm just like, put me down. This isn't good.
It was great.
It was fantastic. So that was kind of a success, kind of a fail. I think
Learning.
It was good for our first one.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think it's enjoyable to watch.
I don't know how.
Oh, but then she was swearing on my. I try to keep
you
it.
You guys know this about me. This isn't anything new, and you know this about me.
Yes, I mean, I may swear, but I'd like that's on my. That's part of my.
I don't know. Is your pastor going to watch our
maybe,
Instagram live?
Maybe. We don't know. So. It's public. Who knows? But I try to keep it clean, you know, keep my public image clean. And then I'm like, I don't know.
I'm rolling my eyes. You can't see it, but I'm rolling my eyes.
She is very hard. They might. I don't know if we can get them out from the back of her head. She rolled them so hard.
And then she's like, well, who's watching it? And I'm like, I don't think that we're ever going to know. So
yeah, because it will tell you how many people viewed it, but it doesn't tell you who viewed it.
She was alarmed that 78 people watched it within the first hour. And she was like, oh, my God, who is watching this? And I'm like, it literally could be anyone.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, so we're going to be, if you didn't watch the Instagram Live, we're going to be in a wedding party.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's one of our most favorite people.
It is.
So we can't wait to celebrate her.
It's going
to
be so fun.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure Dani, too, feels very honored to be chosen because she's a very particular human. So she's not just going to let anybody be in her bridal party. So to be one of the chosen few is quite an honor.
It is exclusive VIP. So we're very excited for that.
Hopefully we can live up to her expectations and not let her down.
Hopefully.
Both our eyes are very wide and big right now at the thought of the expectations that we have to live up to and not let her down.
I mean, you guys all know I'm here for the bachelorette party. I mean.
And I'm here to keep everybody. I'm a very private person. So that's why I haven't. She's been trying for months and months and months and months to get me on here.
So hard.
And I would just like sidestep it, ignore it, pretend like I didn't
see. I knew what this bitch was doing. But now, like, she literally, like, can wake up and I can, like, by her bedside and be like, hey.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Did you tell them about when you tried to do an April Fool's?
Yes. I talked about it, I think, on the last episode because it was right after I moved in.
I'm such a good best friend and roommate that I've listened to the podcast. That's sarcasm in my voice. I need to step it up. Clearly.
It's rude.
Disrespectful, at the very least.
That's fine.
We still love each other.
We do.
But yeah, so that was funny. I don't know what she said about it, but she put it under my pillow. How am I supposed to see it if it's under my pillow? And the same color as my pillow.
As I previously stated in the last episode of this podcast, I strategically placed this plastic lizard face down because I wanted you to just be able to see the tail. That way it's like, what is that in my, like, among my pillows? And I couldn't, like, I can't do anything wild with her. Like, I'm obviously not going to spray her with silly string in the morning because I won't live to see lunchtime.
But it's the same color as my pillowcase, so it blended in and I did not see it at all.
She slept with this plastic lizard in her pillows all night long, which isn't like that big of an inconvenience or a big deal. But I
– She was so excited.
I was so excited. I thought I was brilliant.
I let her down.
She gets up like normal and then she literally says to me, oh, it's April Fool's Day. I hope nobody does any stupid shit today, which I felt like was directed towards me.
And I didn't even know about it.
So then I'm like, oh, like she found this lizard. So I'm like, oh, you must have found it. And she like.
I'm like, find what? What are you did you try to prank me? So she stomps. She gets up, poutiest face I've ever seen, stomps into my bedroom. Sighing, reaches under my pillow, pulls up this plastic lizard, looks at me with this disappointed face. Yeah, I put this in. I was like, oh my God, that was in there all night? She's like, yes.
You slept with a plastic lizard all night long.
He now lives, as they probably already know,
yes,
in our bathroom and stares at us when we get out of the shower. Creeper.
Lenny the lizard enjoys a good view.
Sure does.
So he lives in our bathroom now. Mm-hmm. I also brought another memento home.
Oh, she sure did. I was like, I knew by her face. Her eyes are bright. So excited. She gets the shitty grin on her face. And like she's doing now, she can't stop laughing. So I know it's something that I'm going to be completely against. And that makes her excited.
It does.
But she gets so excited about it that I can't, like, I don't want, it doesn't really matter, so it's okay, and I don't want to disappoint her excitement.
Honestly, I haven't looked outside. Is it still out there?
Yes, it is. Okay. I look at him every day when I come home. I really do. He's kind of hidden a little bit behind those some. I think it's a tree trying to grow in the shrubs. We need a weed. It's fine. We need to get mulch too.
It's a lot of things on the list.
There are. We haven't had a moment to breathe, really.
No.
So we need to tell them what you brought home.
I brought home the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Where did you get it?
The tree. Where also I purchased this plastic lizard. Sometimes I get into the tree and I black out and I just buy things. And I'm sure Steph and I will talk about this because we're going to day drink this weekend and record another episode. But I get in there and like my eyes, like I just black out. Like I go to a different dimension and I literally like want to purchase everything. I'm like, I'm throwing a 4th of July party. I'm throwing a Memorial Day party. I'm throwing a luau. When the fuck am I going to do all these things? I was literally ready to purchase the whole store. And Steph's like, I really think that you need to slow your roll and just only get a basket.
Just one basket. One.
Just one basket. And if you can't fit it in the basket, then you don't need it. I'm like ready to like buy like a backdrop for this fucking luau party. I'm never going to have a fucking luau party.
I mean, who knows? You wanted to get that blow up pool.
I did.
It's cute. It is cute. Do we need it now?
No. But if I want to lounge in a pool and not leave the house, but, you know, actually blowing it up, putting the water in, that's a lot of effort.
Yeah, like if someone wants to come do it for us, it's fine.
Then I would be okay with that. If someone wants to come over and have a pool party, then that's totally
we're down.
Fine. One person fits in this pool. This isn't like a group effort.
You have to take turns. Sign up sheet.
Yes, like literally, and you can't even. You can't even like sit on it and like put your feet into it. Like it's one of those, it would just collapse.
You might be able to use it for ice dipping. You know how people do that? Maybe. Ice baths. I don't want to do it.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
It's good for your health.
That's but great.
Back to the topic.
What was the topic?
What you got? What's outside our door? Who greets us every day when we come home?
So what?
Oh my heavens.
What greets us every day is this beautiful little tchotchke hedgehog with big,
humongous
solar eyes
looking up, staring at you.
Best dollar I've ever spent.
We should go out at nighttime when it's, because we haven't been out there at night.
I need to make sure it's functioning.
Yeah. These big, humongous lights for eyes, looking up at you, staring at you to greet you when you come home.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. It adds curb appeal to the residence.
Please define curb appeal.
The hedgehog.
Asking for a friend.
The hedgehog.
I don't know how I feel about this curb appeal, but he's there. I said she was like, can we put him out?
I was like, can we put him out front?
Yes. He just has to be slightly, he can't be like right on the steps.
I mean, we don't want anyone to steal him because it is a prized possession.
Right. We'll go with that. That's why he can't be on the steps.
And if he did blow away and like broke, like I probably would be devastated.
I think the tree might have some more.
I don't know. It's a hot come on. The listeners of this podcast may go try to find it. And if you want to go, the State College. Now, I think there's two trees in State College. The one by Ross is the one to hit up. The other one's a little sketch and gutch.
That's the one by Sam's Club, too? Or no?
Maybe.
The Sam's Club.
There's a Walmart there.
By the mall?
Yes.
Yeah. The Sam's Club and Walmart are there. Yes. Yep.
The best Hoodwill I've ever been in. Love it.
You did get some good finds.
I did get some good finds. Have this Backstreet Boys DVD that I found.
I'm shaking my head. You can't see me, but I'm
shaking
my head.
I bring home these treasures, and she's like,
treasures.
What is wrong with you?
About the treasures that she gets.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, obviously, I've been moving my entire life, which I
every weekend. Every weekend.
Literally every weekend for the past few weeks. Like, this past weekend, which we'll get to it. Like, I was like, I just need to be away from the house. Like, I cannot move another item again. I don't think I joked, but I don't think I ever realized, one, how many things I do truly own, or two, the randomness of the items that I own. There's a lot of things down there that I question, like, why I purchased the things that I purchased.
It's like a museum. There's a hat collection. There's a sock collection.
This is so embarrassing. There was literally like a Ziploc, like the big Ziploc bags that you can like put clothes in and like use the vacuum cleaner to like shrink it down. Literally full of socks.
Facts. Straight facts.
I will have everyone know that I have purged a lot of items.
We've purged, we've donated, and there's still our basement is still, we have like a walking path.
Literally a walking path, and that is it.
Yeah. And it's a finished basement. There's room for lots of things down there. And it is full. We have it stacked.
Yes.
Stacked.
Yes.
but we're gonna have a yard sale, so that will help.
Yeah, so we'll get rid of some of these things that aren't necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping the pinata bat. I feel like one day the pinata bat will be essential.
I feel like it will be fun to have a pinata made that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and downstairs in the museum, there is a wonderful national treasure.
So as I'm moving my stuff, she looks at my car and she's like, so is that like staying in your car or is that actually coming into the house? And I said, oh, no, ma'am. Get that baby out of there. So Rhiannon has this thing where anytime she makes fun of something that I have, it's usually come from my dead father or my dead grandmother who just passed away on Christmas. We have this coffee bar up in the hallway that I've created with all my random items. And I have this cute little, like, it's like a crystal.
That's not where I was going, but.
No, but we're going to revisit it. It's another item. It's like this crystal, like, bird bath thing. And I was like, oh, that'd be cute to, like, put something, like a scoop or, like, something in for our coffee bar. And she comes upstairs and she's like, where did this beautiful bird bath come from? And I was like, it was my dead grandmother's. Thanks.
That's like whenever I had my engagement, well, the engagement ring that my dad, he passed away when I was two. He, car accident. It's fine.
Dead daddy club.
Yes. Dead daddy club for sure. But I had the engagement ring that he gave my mom, and it's a tiny little diamond. And when I was engaged for a little bit before we got our ring, I wore it and people would comment about, like, joking around, trying to bust on my fiance at the time. But I'm single, just to be clear.
Just throwing that out there for the listeners.
But his friends would try to bust on him about it being small. I'd be like, oh, that's the engagement ring that my dead father gave my mom. You just have to get our sense of humor, I guess. It's hilarious.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Which Brucey would also think it was funny. So, you know, that's like a nice story, like a nice engagement ring. Do you want to know the item that came from my dad's house that somehow just keeps ending up in my possession? It's sick as fuck.
Vintage.
It's vintage. It's this old school mm-hmm. WWF poster mm-hmm. with all these like wrestling superstars mm-hmm. and like not only is it
all
like
of
that
them. All
it's
of them.
Stapled to, like, this, this, like cardboard backing. It's the worst.
She loves it.
I do. I love it. You know, it's just it's Brucey. It's Brucey in an item.
I wish you could have seen my face when I'm looking at this thing. And she's like, this needs to be the centerpiece of our living room. And I'm like, it can stay in the basement. And that is...
Listen, she's going away this weekend. I'm going to mount it somewhere. It's going to find a home. I'm going to get it framed, like custom framed. And this puppy's going off.
She jokes it's going to be above my bed.
It probably will be, to be quite honest.
We'll just have to play like a scavenger hunt, hide and seek.
We're just going to move this thing around the house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it literally has like all the big wrestlers during the time, male and female, doing their poses.
It's the best thing.
I don't even know. I didn't watch WWF or E or whatever the heck it is. So I don't even know. And then some of our guy friends are like, oh, yeah.
Like fuck yeah, that's awesome.
That's, oh my God, it's like an original. Oh, look, there's so-and-so and there's so-and-so. And I'm like, oh my God, someone help me. Get me out of here now.
I'm a bro at heart. I truly, honestly am.
And speaking about being a bro at heart.
But I need to say, though, okay, before we get to that.
I love how we know what the other one's going to say or talking about. About before we even say it.
Dare I say, if our resident.
I can't.
If this residence ever goes up in flames, if this residence ever goes up in flames, the first thing I'm grabbing is that fucking poster. Like, who cares about my birth certificate, my social security card? Fuck that. I'm grabbing the poster and I'm gone.
Maybe the depression blanket.
Yes. I'll grab my depression blanket, which also came from my father.
I think it comforts you.
It does. It's the most hideous thing in the
world. She doesn't like to acknowledge feelings.
I don't. So if you do know me pretty well, you know that my feelings and I are kind of distant. So when I'm feeling things.
Yeah, when a feeling starts to show itself, there's a little bit of an internal panic. Like, oh my God, it's a feeling. What do I do right now with these feelings? Make them go away. I cannot.
She left one night. I was fine. She comes home. I'm in disarray.
She's wrapped up in her dad's blanket. It is around her, almost like a poncho covering her head. She's in her glasses, no makeup. And she has this sullen look on her face. Ma'am, like, are you okay?
I am not well. I am not thriving.
I'm like, what is going on?
I'm on a cliff.
She's like, feelings. I'm having some feelings. I don't know why or how to get rid of them, but I'm having feelings, so I need my depression cap. And she has this blanket over her head. Over her forehead, wrapped around her, and she's calling it her depression cap because she's experiencing feelings. It was a whole vibe and a complete mood. I can't even.
I thought I was gonna cry and I was really upset.
Yes, she was like, the emotions, the feelings were bubbling up, and she's like, I think I might cry. What is this? So baffled and confused that tears might come from her eyes, possibly. They didn't. They kind of sort of welled up for one brief moment in time. She realized it was happening. She suppressed those mother efforts real quick.
Very healthy individual.
We're working on it. Growth, learning, we'll all the good stuff.
Yes.
But about her being a bro at heart.
I am a bro at heart.
And to prove this, we have Exhibit A.
My bro lights. Which are essentially like the lights that like you put like.
Colored lights.
I love them. I really enjoy it. So like I took Lily out a few weekends ago out in the backyard and I look up and all I see is an illuminating light. And I'm like, that's the vibe I'm throwing out to the neighborhood.
She's sending out her bat signal.
I'm sending out a bat signal.
And she has a remote control. The light is behind her TV, so it creates a whole ambiance.
And I can change the color dependent on my mood.
Sometimes it's flashing. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes it's one singular color. And she has the remote that she can just do it from her bed if maybe some emotions start to bubble up. Who knows?
I'm ready to go. Ready to go. If anyone's wondering, still sleeping on a futon. Thriving. Yeah, it's going through a life change, guys.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Sometimes we just want a break, but life doesn't allow that.
So that's why, like, could I have stayed home on Sunday and, you know, maybe did some more cleaning and organizing? Yes. But I decided, I was like, let's just go to Pittsburgh.
We need a break. We need to step away from everything we've been overwhelmed with everywhere we turn in our townhome, except for the main area, the common area on the main floor.
Which has giraffe chairs that...
It does. They don't have their legs on them yet because that's not their permanent home. Because there's not enough room for them. And so once the basement is not a museum anymore... We can set up, because I think they'll match the couch bed down there.
I do too. It's going to be a vibe.
Yeah, a whole vibe. Maybe we can get some bro lights.
Some what?
Bro lights. I couldn't even finish saying
it. I'm going to line the whole basement.
No.
The whole basement.
That was a joke.
Anytime she's going to leave now, she's going to come home. She's going to come home and I'm just going to redecorate.
Good thing I love her. Good thing. I love her.
You got to spice it up all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep it spicy. Yeah. So we took a road trip on Sunday so we could escape everything that we have to deal with on a daily basis in our townhome. And it was fun. We went to the Berg, of course.
Duh.
Because there was this bakery that Danny found that she wanted to try out. And it was, well, because they have things at our local coffee shop, right?
Sometimes. Yes. So there's a local coffee shop. Shout out to the Clay Cup. They get gluten-y items in. And like, I'm not gluten-free, but they're so good. Like anything I've ever had has just been amazing. Their chocolate chip cookie, is the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had in my life.
So you know how most gluten-free things are dry and like crumble in your mouth. You're like, wah, 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 wah. Give me some water. I'm in a desert.
Like eating sand.
Yes. This chocolate chip, we both got one because they're so amazing. It's so soft, moist, delicious. All the things. So good. Like, I could have probably 10 of them without blinking.
It's so good. And, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of thought it was going to be, like, a bigger sale than what it was. Like, from reading on Instagram, I was like, oh, like, it's going to be this big outside thing. And, like, maybe there'll be other people.
Well, that's how they make it sound. So you'll show. That's called marketing, Danielle.
I was bamboozled.
Marketing.
We get there and there's, like, a folding table with, like, a few items. But they were delightful items. So I'm not giving any hate or shade because it was good. It just wasn't what I was anticipating.
But we weren't getting a ton of stuff, though, either. She got some yummy macaroons.
Love macaroons.
You had some today, didn't you?
I did.
Nice. Were they peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
How'd they taste?
Oh, they're so good. I love a macaroon.
I got a Blissful Brownie, which I didn't realize it when chocolate is my favorite food group. I will take all the different types of chocolate.
Yes, I can vouch for that. It is her favorite food group.
No doubt. Yeah. Like if I'm hungry, I just really want chocolate. I will try to eat healthy because I know that's the right thing to do. But in my heart, I just want chocolate. So I got this brownie because I wanted chocolate, but then I realized it had CBD in it, which is not bad, but it was just an extra plus.
A little bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was good. I liked it. But that chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, life-changing.
Bomb.
Life-changing.
Ad break. If you're a loyal listener to the Sendhel podcast, you know that we're two bitches that love to shop. And if you're new here, then I'm sure you've picked up on that. We love to find the deals, and we're here to help you find the deals on clothing we love and wear ourselves. We recently discovered the Mud Honeys Boutique, and they're based out of Kentucky. They make custom t-shirts that we both love at super affordable prices, and they only release a limited number of custom graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts, so you know that you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. And they offer so many other cute pieces and accessories too. Check out their website, shopthemudhoneys.com, and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Again, use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Now back to the show.
So then after we hit up the bakery, you know, we did have to do a little light shopping around because... You know that
we're in the Berg.
We're in the Berg. We gotta, you know, go to the places that aren't readily available in Tuna Town.
We both had, so we lived in homes. I was a homeowner for a decade. She lived in her house for 7 years.
Yes.
So we didn't realize, I've lived in our townhouse for 2 years, a little over 2 years. And then she just moved in about four or five weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so we didn't realize how many things we had accumulated during our time. When you have a home, you just, I don't know, it's a different ballgame. So we have all the things.
All the things.
And we're trying to figure out what to do with them. Like I had to, whenever she moved in, I had, her room was my vanity room. And so I had to take everything from her room and put it into my bedroom. I'm still trying to figure out where on earth things go. So I wanted to organize a little bit and have it be nice and orderly. So I learned that there was a container store in Pittsburgh. I've never been to a container store, so I wanted to check it out. Well,
I just, you know, I love the organization, but it was like $15 for a small plastic container.
Yeah.
I'm like,
something you could find at like TJ Maxx or Home Goods for $5.
You guys know I love the tree. Like, I just, it was mind-blowing.
Very overpriced for, I think, just the name. You're paying for the name brand.
Yeah, you're essentially just paying for the brand.
It's ridiculous. We walked around and walked out.
Yeah, and I was very overwhelmed. Like, there's just so much in there that it's like you can't, I felt like I couldn't even focus on like one thing. Like, if you don't go in there with a list, I don't know how you would come out with anything productive.
No.
I'd come out with like a Lazy Susan and like a can opener. Yeah. Like, I just.
Yeah, and then I was so overwhelmed that when we went back in after we went to Nordstrom Rack, I forgot. Remember, I just wanted my whole point. I wanted to get those purse things that they,
yes,
that some have.
I completely forgot. You told me that.
Yeah, and I forgot about it until like a day after we got home, which would be like yesterday, because it was so overwhelmed. There was so much. And then it was just, you'd look at the prices and you'd be like, this is a small piece of plastic. Why am I paying 15 to 20? I'm not. We're out of here.
So we aborted. We got out of there.
Abort.
So then, you know, we had to go to the mall, which is another staple. Mm-hmm. And listen, you know, I love Lush. And there's this one bath bar. It's called the Hottie.
She had been talking about how she couldn't wait to go get it. She had been talking about it for like a whole week. She was so excited.
So excited. I buy multiple bars so that I'm stocked up.
Mm-hmm. Are you on your last one?
I don't even have one anymore.
Oh, God.
I've used my reserve. There's just nothing better than when you shave freshly and you use a bath bar. Like, there's no other feeling.
What does it do to your skin?
It makes it so soft.
I've never used one.
And the smell, like, it just smells like, I don't know. I can't even describe it. Like, it just makes me so happy.
Aww.
And it makes my skin so soft.
Mm.
And I'm not going to have that for quite some time because apparently Lush is having a shortage of ingredients and supplies. So they had one bath bomb in stock and no bars.
The whole point, the excitement. You should have seen her face. She like asked multiple times.
I'm like, are you sure? There's not anything. Like, they wouldn't even like let us in. Like, they were asking like what we wanted. I think honestly, they had like nothing in there. So I looked in and saw like what was actually in there, which was nothing. Like, I just, it was so weird.
Do you think they're gonna go out of business?
Don't
there?
Say that to me.
I'm not totally, but there at that location. State. I mean, that we're already losing one of our favorites.
We're losing Abercrombie. I love the smell of Abercrombie. I don't.
And that's so under, like, I think people sleep on it too much. They always have
the cutest stuff.
It's classic. It's trendy, but they keep it classic. It fits well. They're the only jeans that fit. Because she and I both have tiny waists and a nice peach. So, yes.
Which makes it hard to find anything
that fits. Because if it fits our waist, peach isn't getting in it.
Mm-mm.
If it's our peach, we're going to have like 4-inch gap at our waist.
Yes.
So they have this type of jean called Curve Love, where there are 2 extra inches in the thighs and the butt area, which is perfect. They fit like a dream.
Highly recommend. And they just came out with shorts, which was what I wanted to try on when we went because I had read phenomenal things about these shorts. And I am reporting that they do fit really nicely and I liked them. I will say, I don't know. I think the fit in the thigh, like some of them you just kind of have to watch because I think some of them have a boxier shape. But they look nice in the back, though.
Mm-hmm. They always look nice in the back.
They always look nice in the back. And I would say size down from a size that you think you normally wear because...
I'm my normal size there, so I don't know.
Maybe I lost weight then.
You could have. I mean, you've been hitting the gym hard. We were both there earlier today.
Getting ready for the summer, baby.
Well, last year we were... Well, I was in much better shape because during the queue, we would do FaceTime workouts.
Mm-hmm. I called it Rhiannon's boot camp because she'd kick my ass for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I'd do it till we couldn't. Like, I would, she and Nikki, they would tell me what they wanted to work on, and then I'd create some workouts for us, and I'd do it till we literally
could not function.
Uh huh. Yep, jello every day. And 2 months later, hottie with a body, and I want it back.
Thriving. So we're here to thrive again.
Mm hmm.
We are ready to go.
trying. I need that. I don't know. Those people who didn't like quarantine. For me, it was so, because I had my townhouse. So for me, it was nice. Like, I had my safe place. you got paid so you could live. Like, it was nice out so you could go do things. I went hiking. Like, my daily routine was doing the FaceTime workouts, then making a yummy meal, laying out on my deck in my bathing suit, getting some rays. And then I would go for a hike or a bike ride. Or shower and go to my friend's boutique in Bellefonte, Locke Boutique. It's the best. And Biothread is there now as well. But yeah, I enjoyed it. All the freedom.
You know what I consumed my time with? A Britney Spears bracket.
She did. She and Nikki did.
Watched all of her music videos.
They tried to get me to do it, but I just didn't.
Because you were too busy biking and hiking and making gourmet meals at lunchtime.
It was the best. I loved it. Getting fresh cut flowers. I could make dinner because I had the time to make dinner and clean up afterward. I feel like it's so, I don't know. Kudos to parents. I don't know how you do it.
I can't even imagine.
I don't know how they do it because I feel like I don't have enough time when I come home now. Like, I come home, make food, clean up, and it's bedtime if you want to go to bed at a decent hour.
Yeah. Okay, so we really veered off. So, after a shopping extravaganza, I also really wanted to have some drinks. I was ready have a few beverages.
Oh, yep. Forgot.
That was really the highlight of the trip for me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we had a recommendation from a very close friend.
Yeah, it was a very good recommendation. Thanks again.
He said, go to Fathead's Brewery. So, I'm like, let's go. And 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great environment.
Yes.
Amazing drinks.
The Pirates game was on and the Pens game was on.
We
was
both,
thriving.
We both love sports.
Yes.
So that's important to us to be able to see sports. Because if we can't go to the events, then we wouldn't be able to watch the events.
Yes. You give me a beer flight and put a game on, I'm a happy camper.
As she mentioned earlier, I am slightly bougie.
So she had a mixed beverage that was like lit on fire or whatever, but no.
It was not lit on fire. It had actual chamomile in it and honey.
It was the bougiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, I don't know why I would. She's like talking to the waitress. She's like, which one do you recommend?
Yeah, I'm spending money, so I want to make sure it's spent well.
True. That's why I got a beer flight. Duh.
She finished with the one she liked the least.
Oh, it was so gross. Oh, I don't even remember what it was. I kept like my little like card, but oh.
So then she had to get her favorite. So
yes.
Finish with a good flavor.
It was like the Groovy IPA, I think, was my favorite one. It was mm-hmm. So good. So good. So then, of course, like I have a few drinks in me and I'm like, let's go to Jack's. She's never been to Jack's before.
As we previously mentioned a couple of times, slightly bougie.
So I'm like, let's go. And she's like, you have to work tomorrow morning.
I did.
But we were there for like 5 seconds and I forgot that like they don't accept cards, which is probably like a cardinal rule, but I've been so blacked out anytime I've really ever been there that I just wouldn't know. And I do usually try to keep cash on me if I'm bar hopping. So we ended up at Mario's, which was fine.
Ooh, it was fine for us.
It was fine for us. Not the poor girl that was dying outside.
Leaned up against the glass, ooh, couldn't stand, fell on the sidewalk.
Her tit was out for a while. Oh, yeah, her tit was for sure out.
She looked like she was not alive.
She was dead.
I think they were calling the ambulance.
They definitely were by the time we were leaving. Like, she may no longer be with us. Like, she was not in a good state.
No. She did not have good friends.
No. That poor guy was, like, trying to, like, help her and hold her up.
But, but you let her get to that point. A good friend would, even if you were mean to, yeah, like I said, a good friend would, because as we're sitting at the bar.
No comment. I'm literally trying to buy another beverage. The guy's like, would you like another beer? And I'm like, yes, sir.
Her eyes light up, and I'm like, I know what that face means. I'm like, it is 8 o'clock. It's after 8 o'clock. We still have to drive home. You have work tomorrow, and you already know what your work's going to be like tomorrow. So, you're not getting another drink.
I was not permitted to purchase another beverage.
But I think you had a better Monday as a result.
I did. I was not hungover, so that was a positive. I was like in a sweet spot.
She was.
Like I was feeling good, but I wasn't like, I knew I could recover the next day and I was fine. Like and I wasn't.
I knew the next one would be the tipping point.
She knows the point of no return.
I know how to ride the wave. The tipsy where it feels good, but you're not in a bad state. But that's usually the dangerous point because it feels good. So you want more.
I get ready to rage. But when I get to that point, I'm ready to fucking go. I'm like, let's start slinging shots. There's a shot wheel in Mario's. I'm like, let's spin the fucking wheel.
And I'm like, nope, we're going home.
Brian's like, you have a job that you need to attend tomorrow.
And be a professional who doesn't hate being there right now. I got you.
So it's okay. We'll be back in a few weeks.
Yes. We're always good. I feel like at balancing each other out.
We are.
We're perfect blend. Like I get showers at night. She gets showers in the morning.
Yes.
And I get up after she's done. It's like perfect. Everything I feel like flows really well.
It does. I think like people really do say, and like, I think there's a lot of truth to it. Like when you live with like a friend, it can definitely go awry and like you live with somebody and like it's completely different. But like, I really feel like our living habits and, you know, our schedules and different things, it works really well. Like, I'm almost surprised at how seamless, because, like, honestly, like, it just clicked from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. And I'm not just saying that.
And we're good. We've been friends since 2014. And we're good with being, I won't F with someone who cannot be open and honest and straightforward. Like, if you can't do that, then you got to go. Like, you can't. Be in my life. I don't have time for that. Baloney. Because you're wasting my time.
I agree with that. I need people that are straight and to the point. Like, I just need you to tell me things.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it because you're wasting my time. Yes. I don't get the heck out of here. Mm. So, but we're good and we're good at communicating and letting, like, addressing things before they would ever happen. Like, in this, like, if this situation happens, this is what I am or not okay with, like, or feel comfortable talking to me about such and such. Like we try to keep things healthy and good and positive.
Yeah. Like for example, I got my first vaccine shot on Friday. So my arm was a little tingly, a little sore. And I felt like straight garbage. Like I got it Friday night. And then I think Sunday morning I woke up and I'm like, wow. I was like, I feel like I got hit by a truck. And I'm like trying to get myself together. Cause I'm like, I want to go on this trip. Like I'm okay enough to go on this trip. Like I'm not like sick. And I just looked at myself and I'm like, wow, I feel like I crawled out of a dumpster. I hear nothing. And she goes, fun. And I'm like, it was the best response. So now like.
She starts laughing. I'm laughing at her laughing. And then it just keeps going. And I'm trying to do my makeup to get ready for this trip. So I'm on because I'm notoriously late for everything.
I love you with all my heart. I would kill for you.
I still don't know why.
This bitch takes 5 hours to get ready.
Two.
Five. Like, you gotta warm her up. It's kind of like an old car. You gotta start it. You gotta let it warm up. You gotta let it sit for a little bit. It's gotta get ready to go. Like, I've never... And I thought I was slow. Because I'm notoriously, like, I have been working on being on time.
Mm-hmm.
And getting my shit together. I've never in my life. I remember the one day. It was a day that we went to the greenhouse.
Okay.
And I mentioned to you about like having plans. I think like 3 hours later, like we were finally ready to go. I was like, we are going to the gym afterwards. What are you doing? She's like putting on a full face of makeup.
Well, it would help if I liked the way my face looked without makeup.
Listen, I
wasn't as blessed as Danny is.
No, it
is
what it is. I wouldn't even say that. I just don't care. There's a time and a place for it.
But yeah, so I'm trying to do my makeup and I'm laughing at her laughing. She's laughing at me laughing. It just spirals. And then so I'm laughing so hard. I'm crying. I'm like, stop making me laugh. I'm trying to put my makeup on. It's running down my face.
I just finished this beverage and I was like, wow. Life.
She loves it. It has alcohol, but it's gluten-free. No sugar.
It tastes like a Jolly Rancher. Beatbox. White Claw, I don't know who she is anymore. White Claw is where it's at.
Danny's cheating.
I am cheating. But this on is so...
White Claw.
Just, oh, and someone just messaged me on Instagram. Where did you find this and how good is it? It's amazing. Highly recommend. I honestly don't know where this came from.
Beatbox.
Seth got it. I don't know, but apparently it's all the rage. I guess, like, the colleges, like, all, like, the college girls are buying this. So we know it's the next trend. I'm sure I'll see it on TikTok here soon.
Oh, the TikTok.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Scent Help Podcast, and we will see you next week.